Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. So first, by way of introduction, so the first thing is that just to be here on a Monday night is and to see the Beis Medrash here and everybody else here is really a wonderful idea, and everyone's coming to learn together. This is really, everyone should know that this is really what the reason why we have a Vancouver is, so that people could come on a Monday night and learn together. That's really, that's the purpose of having Vancouver here. So what we're doing now is really what it's all about. We're gonna be going into Gemara. Should I speak from the? Is this a good setting? Everybody's fine here. So we're gonna be going through the Gemara here for 4 weeks. And the goal here, there are different goals you can have when you learn Gemara. The goal here is less focused on reading of the words and just learning how to read a Gemara. That's not what our focus is going to be on so much. It is something which one should focus on at some point in time, but that's not what the focus of this class will be on. The focus of this class will really be on really just analyzing the Gemara and the text of the Gemara and showing really how difficult the Gemara is. I'll tell you, every Gemara that a person learns, I teach high school this year, I've taught high school in the past, I have a very difficult time teaching high school. Because when you teach high school kids, so just their brains aren't as mature as adults, and so the Gemara is very complex. And so when you give it over to them, I always feel like you're not really giving it over to them, because you're just teaching them just what's the very, very basic level. And there's so many questions on that. There's tons of questions on every single piece of Gemara. You can have tons of questions, and the Gemara, whether it was meant to be confusing or just the authors intended it to be confusing, or whether it's just that's the way the style of writing was at the time, in the end of the day, it is very confusing, and to really analyze it requires years and years of study to properly analyze it. And we're gonna try to do that. We don't have years and years of experience, but hopefully through being guided, we'll try to analyze the Gemara, and we'll try to ask a lot of questions. I want this to be very interactive. I want at the end for you to try to pick up on what should be asked, what is complicated about the Gemara, and really the fact that it's so complicated makes you work through it and then come to really appreciate and understand the profoundness of the Gemara, that you'll come to ask questions, come to have answers. So that it's hard to do that with certain level of high school kids, not all, but with certain level of high school kids, but once we're adults, so it's a... We're all able, regardless of how much you've learned, studied in the past, it doesn't make a difference. We all could think and analyze, and that's really what the goal is here. That being said, just to quote a pasuk from this week's Parsha, and then we'll begin. The pasuk says, "Lo b'shamayim hi." It's a question what the pasuk's referring to, but many say that it's referring to the Torah. The Torah is not in b'shamayim, it's not in the heavens. And many pick up on it, including the Netziv, and they say, people think that Wherever I'm in life, that it's difficult for me to just begin all of a sudden, or I haven't had the background. So it's to really analyze it and to go through it properly, like a yeshiva student does. So that's not for me. Lo b'shem, that's for people who are in the heavens. That's for the guys that are learning the Beis Medrash for many years. So it's for those type of people. But for me, that's not for me. So the Torah tells us lo b'shemayim hi, that if we could really work on it and try to analyze it properly, so then we could also attain that level and we could really properly understand it. So with that in mind, let's try to go through this. We're going to be dealing with, for the next four classes, we'll be dealing with the topic of Erev Tavshilin, which we'll read the Mishnah exactly what this is, and it seems at first glance like a bit of a peculiar idea. What exactly is it that we're doing? And we'll see. We'll go through the Gemaras. There's a lot that one has to know, but we'll take it step by step, and hopefully we'll be able to come out with some very interesting ideas. So if you look here, the first page, we have four pages here. The first page is the regular Gemara. The second page is really the article part of it. So if you have trouble reading the Gemara itself, so then I have it also in English on the second page. We're first going to go through the Mishnah. The Gemara is based off the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Yom Tov Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. if Yom Tov, which we have three times over the next couple of weeks, let's say Yom Tov or Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, whatever it is, falls out on a Friday, falls out on Erev Shabbos, lo yevasha b'tchila mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. You are not allowed to cook from Yom Tov on Shabbos. On Friday afternoon, you are not allowed to cook for Shabbos itself. For sure, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Forget about Yom Tov to Shabbos. Let's say every Yom Tov, we have Yom Tov to the weekday. You are not allowed to cook from the Yom Tov to the weekday. That's for sure true. There's a discussion whether that's a biblical prohibition or a rabbinic prohibition. But in the end of the day, everyone agrees that one is not allowed to cook from Yom Tov onto the weekday. And the basic reason behind that, without getting into all the details, is that you're not supposed to prepare. Yom Tov is supposed to be for Yom Tov itself. You're not supposed to prepare from Yom Tov for the other day. You're really supposed to devote. You're not supposed to work too hard. You're not supposed to prepare from Yom Tov for during the week. The same thing applies for Shabbos. And Shabbos also, we're not supposed to prepare on Shabbos for during the week because Shabbos is a day of rest. We're supposed to just focus on Shabbos itself. So you're not supposed to prepare from Yom Tov during the day of the week and also from Shabbos for Sunday. You're not supposed to do that. When it comes to a case here where you have Yom Tov, following Yom Tov is Shabbos, so that gets a little bit more difficult, but also there, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, we'll see. We'll see in one second. So you're not supposed to cook from Yom Tov unto Shabbos. Avam mevashel hu li Yom Tov. But what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to cook for the day of Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to cook. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. So you're allowed to cook for your meal. During the day, you're allowed to cook for your meal. Vim hotir hotir. But if you have leftovers, so then you're allowed to use those leftovers for Shabbos. Because your cooking wasn't for Shabbos. Your cooking was really for that day itself. So if you happen to have leftovers, you're not playing any tricks. You're just, if you happen to have any leftovers, so then you can use that for Shabbos. That would also be true for the weekday, correct. But we're dealing with a case of how you're going to have hot food on Shabbos during the week that you could cook on Sunday. But here you can't. So that's one way of getting of having food for Shabbos. From hotel to Shabbos, you get extras for Shabbos. Now the Mishnah has this concept of Erev Tavshilin. Another way to cook for Shabbos. V'ose tavshil me'erev yom tov, v'somech olav l'shabbos. Another way to get around it is if you make a tavshil, if you make the cooked dish on the erev yom tov, on the day before yom tov, on the eve of yom tov, v'somech olav l'shabbos. It's a pretty vague phrase here, but v'somech olav l'shabbos. And then you're going to rely on that for Shabbos. You're going to rely on that for Shabbos. So then that is also allowed. That's going to allow you, the Mishnah doesn't say it explicitly, but that's going to allow you to then cook on Yom Tov. As long as you have cooked something on the eve of Yom Tov, so then you will be allowed to now cook from Yom Tov onto for Shabbos itself.
These are completely different foods,
dishes. These are completely different dishes. It's a great point that you're mentioning.
They're
completely different
dishes,
foods.
Different
dishes. It's not so clear. There will be, we'll see that there are opinions, we're not going to deal with it this week, but it's a very good point that you're mentioning. We will see that there are opinions that say that if you want to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you have to bake something before Yom Tov. And if you want to cook something on Yom Tov, but if you only baked before Yom Tov, so then you can't cook. You have to actually cook something before Yom Tov if you want to cook on Yom Tov. So it would have to be, it's not the same dish necessarily, but it's the same type of cooking, whether it's baking or cooking, or even just insulating food. So we'll get to that. That's not for this week, but we will get to that. But it's a very good point that you're mentioning. Fine. So we have this concept here of cooking something from before Yom Tov, and then it's going to somehow magically work that now on Yom Tov you are now allowed to cook. Fine. So it's important to mention that really, before we get into the Gemara, really one is allowed to, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to during the week. But one would be allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You are allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. There are different reasons that are given in a different Gemara, which we're not going to get into. But just to make things simple, I'll give you one reason. We're allowed to cook from Yom Tov for Yom Tov itself because it's part of the holiday. Right? It's part of the holiday, you're allowed to cook for the holiday. So there's one explanation in the Gemara which says that the holiday includes Yom Tov and includes Shabbos. It says that Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. In the Torah, Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. It's all part of this broader umbrella of Shabbos. It's all Yom Tov is Shabbos, Shabbos is Shabbos. Just like I'm allowed to cook for Yom Tov, I'm also allowed to cook for Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. So really, even though you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to during the week, because we're not supposed to prepare for a different day, but for Shabbos, it's all considered, it's all part of the same category, that you're allowed to cook for Yontif, you're also allowed to cook for Shabbos. That's what a different Gemara says. Before we get into our Gemara, that's what a different Gemara says. So you are allowed to cook from Yontif unto Shabbos, and then the big question is going to be, well, what's going on here? Why do I have to do this concept of Erev Tavshilin? I have to do something prior to Yontif in order to cook for Shabbos. That's going to be the big question. Did everybody get that? Does anybody want to? Okay. So that is the Mishnah. Just to throw out a question before we get into the Gemara in terms of the ideas here. To throw out a question. Before we get into the Gemara, does anybody have any ideas as to why this would be the case? Why would it be that if you cook from before Yontif, that would somehow help to allow you to cook on Yontif? Just before we get into the Gemara, before you get into the Gemara, you have to ask the question, what's going on here? Why would this be true? Why would it be true, this concept, this strange concept? I didn't have an answer to this question before I learned the Gemara either, so it's okay if you don't have an answer, but just to think about something, why would it be that if I cook something on the eve of Yontif, for some reason that will then allow me to cook on Yontif itself? You started the preparations, okay. And that will then allow me, whatever the problem is, since I started, it's a very good point. So we have to see how that connects to allow you to cook on Yontif. But we're getting to some idea here of cooking before Yontif, apparently that's the beginning of a preparation. How that fits into the broader picture, we'll have to get into. But it's a very good point that this is the beginning of the preparation of cooking for Shabbos. It's a good point.
True, then how much do I need to... Like, what is starting preparations?
Oh, so this was going to be my next question. When could you do Erev Tavshilin? Am I allowed to do it today? Could I do my Erev Tavshilin today for Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is in a week. Could I do it today? Could I define this as the beginning of my preparation? Or does it have to be specifically, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that we do it on Erev Yomtev. Erev Yomtev is the day before. So I don't know. So I'm asking, could I go home and do my... I'm afraid I'm gonna forget.
We traditionally use matzah as part of our Erev Tavshilin, I think. And that was made like...
Okay, that's a great point. That's a great point. We traditionally use matzah. When was the matzah baked?
You have to have something with the matzah. That's not just the matzah.
Yeah, but is that...
You also have to cook something? Okay, so we'll get to all of this. It's a very good point. So we'll get to all this. But it's important to keep in mind. Am I allowed to go home now? Erev Yontif is very busy. Wednesday is going to be a very busy day. So let me go home tonight, and I'll make my Erev Tavshilin right now so that I know that I won't mess up, and that will allow me to then cook on Yontif itself. Am I allowed to do that or not? Is that defined, based on what you just said, is that defined as the beginning of my preparation for cooking for Shabbos? Not this Shabbos, next Shabbos. Next Shabbos. Could that be defined as the beginning of my preparation for next Shabbos? Okay, we got a no here. We got to know.
It's counterintuitive because there's a lot happening between now and then.
I mean, Rosh Hashanah is going to happen between now and then. So.
Well, that's Rosh Hashanah always happens between Erev Tavshilin and...
Yeah.
I thought I'd see why not. I mean, as long as you do something every day actively, L'chavad Yom Tov or Shabbos, it's all part of the same train. And it's
saying you can still view it as part of a connection.
If you need the extra week to prepare, you need the extra week to prepare.
I can still define this as the beginning of my preparation. Because I take a long time to prepare. I have a big
every
meal.
Every day you're doing something actively, you're with the consciously as well. So maybe it could.
Okay, so we have a machlokas right now. We have a dispute. Okay. So this dispute is not just the dispute of today, but this is also a dispute of many years ago. Yeah.
And the difficulty I have from Debbie's theory is that Shabbos is going to interfere. You're not going to be doing something on this coming Shabbos in relation as part of that chain.
But that's not because he has
so let's say Sunday. Let me ask you, what about Sunday? Sunday comes? What about Sunday? Sunday is now, we're dealing with 4 days before Rosh Hashanah.
A lot of
the same day that we start Slichos, we'll make our Erev Tavshilin. Could you do that? Okay,
there could be something to do between Shabbos and when Slichos starts. You got a few hours on your hands.
Okay, so we'll see. But if it has to do with the beginning of the preparation, so then the question would be, is this defined as the beginning of my preparation? Assuming that you're correct, and the idea behind the Erev Tavshilin is that you're starting off the process, So then the question about whether you could do it today or not would be a question of, is this defined as the beginning of my preparation? That's what the question would be. What you're saying is definitely an opinion that's quoted, but it's not the only opinion that's quoted in terms of what is going on here. But it definitely is an opinion which is quoted. Any other suggestions as to what exactly we gain by cooking something before Yantav? Yeah.
On a regular day before Yantav, you're allowed to prepare for Yantav and for Shabbos, whereas on Yantav itself, you're only allowed to prepare for Yantav. So maybe there's the idea that since the food, when it started, had in mind to be prepared for the duration, that it somehow has a different status of food you start preparing on Yantav itself.
You're saying that the food that you make from before Yantav has a different status because it could be made for Yantav and for Shabbos?
Yeah, you're free to make it for whatever you want, yeah.
Okay, so we'll see. There might be an idea behind that we'll see as well. So let's
all your preparation on Yantav.
What?
By starting your preparation before Yantav?
Yeah.
Like with just whatever token amount you
starting the preparation
up,
for Shabbos.
Before Yantav.
Yeah.
You end up not doing your entire preparation on Yantav.
That's a great point. That's an excellent point. He is saying in English what one of the early Rishonim, the Ra'ah, said in Hebrew. Basically, verbatim. Basically, verbatim. So we'll get to that also. We'll get to all the... What everyone's saying is great ideas. And what everyone's saying right now is found also in the early sources. So, okay, so we're getting there. So it's Lav B'Shamayim here, right? It's not in the sky.
And just one more time, just to clarify, you said... By letter of the law, technically, to cook on Shabbos itself
for Yantav really is allowed. We're going to have to deal.
I mean, yeah,
for Yantav. Sorry, from Yantav to cook by the letter of the law, to cook from Yantav to Shabbos is really allowed.
Our issue is.
You're right.
So we'll see. So the big question is: so what's the problem here? Why do I have to play this whole trick to cook from Yantav unto Shabbos if really by the letter of the law it's really allowed? So that's what our Gemara is going to deal with. We'll get to that right now. Okay, so let's start the Gemara. We're going to read the Gemara, and then after we read the Gemara, I'm going to try to have you ask questions of the Gemara to show how this Gemara doesn't make any sense. Right? The first step in reading a Gemara is to show how it doesn't make sense. Now that you know that doesn't make sense, then you have to really analyze and figure out why it does make sense. Right, Rabbi Brody? That's how you learn Gemara?
I've only ever gotten to the first part.
Okay. We might only get to the first part today.
If it doesn't make any sense, why read it? Why write it down in the first place?
In a way that it doesn't make sense? Well, there is
the...
It is not going to make sense, but then through thinking about it further, it will then make sense. I think part of it is that they wanted the Gemara to specifically be written in a way, I don't know if it's specifically or as an outcome, so that you really have to, it doesn't come easy. It's something which you have to think about. It's not just, if you think about it deeply, so then you come to the answer. So this is not, it's not something which is easy. So we have to use our mind to really figure it out. Okay, so let's start off with the Gemara. So again, on the
Mishnah?
Well, we're going to skip the Mishnah for now. We'll get back to it. We have four classes for this. So if you look at the Gemara, just as a reminder, on the second page you have the translation in English. Minani mili. How do I know that there's... I'm just translating now and then we'll analyze it. Minani mili. How do we know that there's this concept of Erev Tashilin, of cooking something from before Yantav? Amar Shmuel says, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us, Zachor Asilma Shabbos Lakacho. You have to remember the day of Shabbos. Zachreyu, you have to remember it. Why does it say you have to remember it? Zachreyu Me'achar Shabbala Hashchicho. You're going to forget about it. There are going to be situations where you will forget about Shabbos. For example, if Yantav is right before Shabbos. So you might forget about preparing for Shabbos. And if you're going to forget about preparing for Shabbos, the Pasuk tells us, Zachor Asyom HaShabbos L'Kacho. You have to make sure to remember Shabbos. Remember Shabbos. And so therefore there's a concept of Erev Tavshilin. That you have to do Erev Tavshilin in order to remember Shabbos. That's what Shmuel says. I'm just translating now, and then we'll analyze it. Now the Gemara says, "My taima." Why? So we're going to have two answers to this question of "My taima," which is why. I'll just ask one question now. I can't hold myself back. The Gemara just said in the first line of the Gemara, "Minahani mili." What is this concept of Erev Tavshilin? The Gemara answered, "The concept of Erev Tavshilin is that you might forget about Shabbos." Because Yantav is happening. And so therefore we have this concept of Erev Tavshilin to remember Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks, My taima, why? What do you mean, why? We just answered the question. What's this question of why? We just said we have Erev Tavshilin to remind us of Shabbos. So what's this question? Next question of the Gemara, why? What's going on here? Okay, I couldn't hold myself back. My taima. Why? Amar Rava. So we're going to have two answers and then we're going to stop. And that's everything that we're going to be doing. My taima. Amar Rava. Rava gives one answer. Kidei sheyiver mana yafa l'shabbos umana yafa l'yamtiv. The reason why we have Erev Tavshilin is for Shabbos. It's l'chvod Shabbos. The reason why we have the concept of Erev Tavshilin is so that we remember to cook for Shabbos. We have to remember to cook for Shabbos. We have 2 days, or one day of Yantiv if you're in Israel. We're preparing for Rosh Hashanah, for Sukkot. We might forget about Shabbos. So therefore, we have a concept of Erev Tavshilin so that we remember Shabbos. Essentially, we cook on Erev Yantiv, and that cooking is really to remind us, that cooking is really designated for Shabbos. And that's to remind us that we have Shabbos in a few days. So let us not forget about Shabbos. Once we have that as a reminder, so then we'll also remember to cook when it's the second day of Yom Tov and everyone's tired. Right? We'll remember that we still have to cook for Shabbos. Tomorrow's Shabbos. Tomorrow's not just a regular day. Tomorrow's Shabbos. We still have to cook. So that Erev Tavshilin, what's the purpose of Erev Tavshilin? The purpose of Erev Tavshilin is to remind us that there's a concept of Shabbos. And that then on Yom Tov we will then remember to cook on Shabbos. That might seem awfully similar to the first answer that we gave, which is Zachar Me'ach Shebalach Lahashchichov, that you have to remember it because you might come to forget it. It sounds very similar to that first line. So that's the statement of Rava. Then comes Rav Ashi and gives a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Kidei Sheyomru in Ofen Miyamtov L'Shabbos Kal V'Chomer Miyamtov L'Chol. Period. Rav Ashi says that the reason for Erev Tavshilin has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's not about remembering Shabbos. He says it's a totally different reason. The reason why we have to do Erev Tavshilin is because if people see us, or for ourselves, if we cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, which is allowed, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so then we might think that you're also allowed to cook from Yom Tov for the weekday. Because what's the difference? If I cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so if I do that on Rosh Hashanah, if I do that on Sukkot, so then comes the next Yom Tov, and then I'll do that also, I'll cook for the weekday. What's the difference whether I cook for Shabbos, whether I cook for during the week? I'll think that I'm also allowed to do that. So the reason why we have Erev Tavshilin, says Rav Ashi, is because it's going to be a reminder for us that cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos is different. I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but I'm not allowed to cook from Yom Tov for during the week. So it's not about remembering Shabbos. It has nothing to do with about remembering Shabbos. What does it have to do with? It has to do with just remembering that Yom Tov is different. That Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to prepare. Yom Tov is special. I'm not allowed to prepare for during the week. Shabbos is an exception. I'm allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos because Shabbos is an exception. But the reason why I have Erev Tavshilin is not lichvod Shabbos. It's not to remember Shabbos. It's really lichvod Yom Tov. It's really to enhance the Yom Tov so that I know that Yom Tov is something which is special. This Yom Tov is different than all the Yom Tovs. All the Yom Tovs, I am not allowed to prepare. I have to have my mind focused only on the Yom Tov. Happens to be that this year is a little different because Shabbos is the next day. So therefore, I have to have this concept of Erev Tavshilin just to remind me that this is different. But usually, I just have to focus on Yom Tov. So it's not Lichvod Shabbos. These are two very big different answers. According to Rava, the reason why I have Erev Tavshilin is really, it's all about Shabbos. It's all to remember Shabbos. The whole Yom Tov experience, I'm going to forget about Shabbos, so I have Erev Tavshilin to remind me about Shabbos. According to Rav Ashi, it's the total opposite. It's not lichvod Shabbos, it's not about the focus on Shabbos, it's about the focus of Yom Tov. That this time is different. This is different. There are exceptions. I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But the next time Yom Tov comes, I have to realize that Yom Tov is something which is special, and I'm not allowed to prepare on the day of Yom Tov for during the week, for the weekday. Okay, so we have two very different answers. Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's a kal v'chomer, though. I see it kind of like as a reverse kal v'chomer, unless I'm hearing it wrong.
The kal v'chomer...
You'd think that a kal v'chomer is if you're able to cook for on Yom Tov...
For Shabbos, so then I could also cook from Yom Tov to during the week. So you're asking, how is that...
How is that a kal v'chomer?
So there are those that explain that... It's a good question. There are those that explain that the reason why... Does everybody understand this question?
Why would you say even more so?
The Gemara says that if you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, all the more so I could cook, a person's going to think, I could cook from Yom Tov for during
the week. Oh, it's okay. We're trying to disprove that, like what people would might have.
This is what people might have thought.
Oh, okay, I read that. I was reading it.
Oh, so you don't have a question anymore?
Yeah, no. I thought the Kal Vachomer was like we were trying to prove that, like. I thought normally when we use the Kal Vachomer, it's to prove something, but we're actually doing the opposite. We're trying to disprove people who would think it would be a Kal Vachomer.
The Gemara says that people would think that if I could cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, then all the more so I could cook from Yom Tov to during the week.
Why? That doesn't seem logical.
That's not what the Gemara
says. That would be a Kal Vachomer.
It doesn't say that. It says people will say in offering Yom Tov to Shabbos Kal Vachomer.
Sorry. You're right. It doesn't say that. Sorry. Yeah. It says, since people will not cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos without doing Erev Tav Shilin, so then people will also realize that you can't cook from Yom Tov for during the week. Do you have your question? You're good. Okay, fine.
The opposite.
Okay, so now let's go back to the Gemara and let's now analyze it. So let's just, to review the Gemara. The Gemara asked, where is this coming from, this concept of Erev Tav Shilin? The Gemara answers that we have a pasuk in the Torah that says, Zachor is Yom Shabbos, you have to remember Shabbos. Because there are going to be certain situations where you're going to come to forget Shabbos, like when Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos. And so therefore you have to remember Shabbos. And then the Gemara repeats the question and says, well, why? And then the Gemara gives two answers. One is from Rava and one is from Ravashi. Rava says that the reason is so that also, so it's Lichvod Shabbos, it's so that we remember Shabbos. Seemingly a similar answer to the first answer. And then Ravashi says that the reason is so that we remember that this time is different. Really, you cannot cook from Yom Tov to during the week. That's an. But this time, when Yom Tov, Shabbos follows Yom Tov, so this is really an exception. We have the whole concept of Erev Tav Shilin to remind us that this is an exception.
Why does Rava's answer actually... Ravashi's answer shows us why it would make cooking on Yom Tov more permissible. Because now, when we're cooking on Yom Tov, the Erev Tav Shilin allows us to keep the proper attitude while cooking on Yom Tov. Whereas, according to Rava's answer, it sounds like Erev Tav Shilin should be something that you have to do.
In order to cook.
It sounds like something you should have to do in general to remember Shabbos, but it doesn't sound like it should make it that you're allowed to cook. Meaning, you do the
You're allowed to cook anyways. You're allowed to cook anyways. You're always allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the reason why I have the concept of Erev Tav Shilin, according to Rava, is...
You have to make an Erev Tav Shilin.
Oh, so you're asking what almost all the Rishonim ask. He's asking, according to... We're jumping the gun a little bit. But Rava says as follows. What's Rava's answer? Rava says that if we have to take more than four classes, we'll just have more than four classes. What did I tell you? Rava says that the reason why I have Erev Tav Shilin is so that we remember Shabbos. You might come to forget Shabbos, because we have this whole Yom Tov thing. So therefore, make an Erev Tav Shilin. But you know what happens now? Now that we have this Erev Tav Shilin concept, let's say you forgot to make that Erev Tav Shilin. But I remember Shabbos on Yom Tov. So I remembered Shabbos. I know tomorrow is Shabbos. Today is the second day of Yom Tov. I know tomorrow is Shabbos. I want to cook right now for Shabbos. But what did Chazal tell us? What did the rabbis tell us? No, you're not allowed to. What do you mean I'm not allowed to? The whole reason behind this is so that I remember Shabbos, and I'm remembering Shabbos right now. I forgot about Shabbos on Wednesday, but I remember Shabbos right now, so why can't I cook right now? That's your question, right?
Basically.
Just with more enthusiasm. Okay. So that's a big question on Rava. The big question on Rava is, and that is asked by almost all the Rishonim. The big question on Rava is, we created a concept to remember Shabbos, but we lose that in the end. Because if you're going to tell me to remember Shabbos on Wednesday, so if I forgot on Wednesday and I forgot to make that Erev Tav Shilin, I am not allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But why should that be? On Friday, I'm remembering Shabbos, so I should be able to cook from Friday to Shabbos. So that's a great question. So hold off. Let's hold off on that for now. Hopefully we'll get to it today. Next week. Thursday, we'll see. Next week. Well, hopefully we'll get to it this week. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. Let's try to analyze the Gemara. The Gemara says, Minani Mili. Where did this come from? So then we have this theme to Shmuel to tell me it comes from this pasuk of Zachor Yom HaShabbos, the Katja. Right? Remember it. When you're going to forget it, try to remember it. When are we going to forget it? When Yom Tov comes before Shabbos. You know what's interesting? This has nothing to do with it, but What's very interesting is that some of the Achronim, some of the later commentators, ask the following question. I don't want to get into the answers, but they ask, well, if it's all about the fact that you're going to forget about Shabbos because it's very busy the day before, so what happens when Purim's on Friday? Maybe I should make an Erev Tavshilin when Purim is on Friday, because Purim is also a pretty busy day. So if Purim is on Friday, maybe I'll forget about Shabbos, and so maybe I should have to make an Erev Tavshilin then. So that just highlights the point that the purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is about remembering Shabbos. I don't want to get into the answer. It's kind of a few complicated answers. But the idea behind it is that really the whole point of Erev Tavshilin is about remembering Shabbos. That we're going to forget about Shabbos. We're busy with Rosh Hashanah. We're busy with Sukkot. So it's all about remembering Shabbos. So we have here a Mai Taima. What's the reason behind it? Even though we just gave a reason behind it. And then comes Rava. And what's Rava's answer? Rava's answer seems to be the same exact answer that we just gave. I think, right? We just said that it's in order to remember it. And then Rava comes and he says, Kidei Shiver Mani Yafala. Shabbos Mani Yafala Yanta. The reason why we have Erev Tavshilin is so that we have set aside our portion for Shabbos. Which seems like the same exact answer as the previous answer.
He's giving an example of wanting to prepare mentally for Shabbos. It's not just the initial answer, Shmuel's answer, is of a general application, you may forget Shabbos. In Rava's case, he's saying, you know, part of the delight of Shabbos is food. It's true,
but the Gemara, in the context of food, is quoting Shmuel. Meaning the Gemara asks, how do I know about this concept of food? Well, the fact that I have to do this Erev Tavshilin in order to have food on Shabbos, how do I know of such a concept? And they answer it by quoting Shmuel. So, at least the Gemara thinks that Shmuel is within the context of food.
Okay,
so the second question is, besides the fact that the same Mai Taima, they ask a question. Now, Rava seems to be giving the same answer that we just gave within Shmuel, the previous answer. It seems like it's the same exact idea. So what exactly is the difference between the first answer, which quotes a pasuk that says you have to remember it after in a case where you might forget it, and when Rava comes along and he says, well, it's in order for you to make a special portion for Shabbos. It seems to be the same idea. So what exactly is the difference between the first answer and the second answer? So far we have two questions. Our two questions are, the Gemara seems to ask the same question twice. That's the first question. The second question is, what is the answer after that second question? What is that answer adding on above and beyond the first answer? Right? It seems to be the same exact answer.
The first answer is just a nismachta.
Okay.
What?
It's true. It is a nismachta, and therefore?
It doesn't. I mean, the second answer is sort of the reason, and it's more like physical. Like the first answer just says zachar, so like a zachar why.
And the second answer is just explaining.
Like, so that you should have something for Yom for Shabbos.
So you're saying Rava's explaining the Esmachta.
Rava's giving a reason.
Behind the Esmachta.
I think the Esmachta's worked the other way. Like, Chazal wanted you to set something aside.
Okay.
And then they went and found an Esmachta, so.
Okay, so the Gemara first quotes the Esmachta and then they give the reason behind it.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you read Rashi while I was talking?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to cheat.
Reading Rashi is cheating.
It is in my share. Okay, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. Okay, so we have that statement of Rava. Also keep in mind the other question that Adam had, which is that according to Rava, now that we created this whole concept about remembering Shabbos, you can also come into this interesting situation where if I forgot on Wednesday to do the whole concept of Erev Tavshilin, and I am now... Once Friday comes and I remember Shabbos, I am now no longer allowed to cook for Shabbos, which is a strange idea. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that also. Okay. So now, and then we have Rav Ashi's answer, and Rav Ashi's answer is a totally different answer, which is the fact that it's not about Shabbos. The focus isn't about Shabbos. The focus is really about Yontif. That the reason why we have the concept of Erev Tavshilin is so that I focus on Yontif and I realize that this is an exception. To cook from Yontif to Shabbos is an exception. And really, if I'm not supposed to cook for the next day, because I'm supposed to set aside all my activities for today, because I'm supposed to focus just on Yontif, this is an exception. This happens to be an exception, and so therefore we have this whole concept of Erev Tavshilin, because it's to realize that this is an exception, and really, I should really devote the entire day just for Yontif. I have to do it now, because I have to have food for Shabbos, but ideally, in an ideal situation, I should really just devote my time for the day itself. I really shouldn't have my thoughts or activities on any other day. That's what Rav Ashi says. Okay. So let's start from the top. The Gemara asks, Minani Mili, where did I get this from? That was the first line of the Gemara. Where did I get this from? So we have this statement of Shmuel, which quotes a pasuk, which says that Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lekatcho, you have to remember Shabbos because you might forget it. So I tricked you a little bit and I quoted only Rashi. So let's first deal with Rashi, and then I'll quote how some of the other Rishonim, how some of the other earlier commentators explain this Gemara. Rashi says, "Me'achra shabal lashlicho, why will I forget it? What do we explain? Why am I going to forget Shabbos?
You're busy.
Because you're busy, right? That's exactly what Rashi says. The reason why I'm going to forget Shabbos is because I'm busy. The Gemara doesn't say why I'm going to forget Shabbos. What the Gemara just said, I'm going to remember it in situations where I'm going to forget Shabbos. So it's important to note, Rashi now is adding on to the Gemara, above and beyond just the simple explanation of the Gemara. The Gemara just says, there will be situations where I forget Shabbos. The Gemara didn't explain why I'm going to forget Shabbos. Rashi adds, the reason why I'm going to forget Shabbos is because I'm busy. You're very busy on Yom Tov. Okay, so now let's just go with Rashi, and then we'll go with how others explain the Gemara. So Rashi says, I'm going to forget Shabbos because I'm busy. Now the Gemara asks, my time. So, exactly the way Yonatan explained it. What is my time? What's this new question? So the way Rashi explains it is that the first question is just, where do we find the source for such an idea of Erev Tavshilin in the Torah? Where is there such a concept? Or where did we, better put, where did we want to place such a concept? There's a concept called an asmachta, which is, this isn't really what the Torah is telling us, but in order to remind us of the idea of the concept, so we connected it to certain psukim, to certain verses in the Torah. That's not really what the Torah is telling us, but it's hinted to in the Torah, and so therefore we're going to connect the concept to that hint which is found in the Torah.
What does it literally mean, the asmachta?
Relying upon that you're that something oh, that relying similar. Upon the verse in the Torah to
like
to hint to us
like
that concept.
Or,
yeah. In this context, so the Gemara first asks, where is there such a concept found in the Torah? Where can we plug it into the Torah? And so the Gemara says, Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lekatcho, that there's a concept, we find such a concept in the Torah. So the second question is very different than the first question. The first question is asking, the concept of Erev Tavshilin, where can I plug that into the Torah? So that's the Minah HaNimili. It's actually, in the exact interpretation of the Gemara, it fits in very nicely. Minah HaNimili is a question of, where is this found? That's literally what it means. Minah HaNimili, where is this found?
Isn't it usually used, like, in what cases? I feel like Minah HaNimili is often used, like, when there's a halacha, and it says, like, where would you apply some case?
It's true. It's also used there, but over here,
no,
just in the...
Like, that's where I remember it from.
It's also applied there. That's correct. But there are two different questions. There's a question of Minah HaNimili, where is this found? Where is this concept of Erev Tavshilin found? And the second question is my taima. What's the reason behind it? Those are two very different questions. You could have a question of, where could I plug it into? And then you have a question of, well, what is this concept? What is going on here? So those are two very different questions. So I was tricking you a little bit when I first presented it. But they are two different questions.
Except that the choice of the proof text is already answering the second question. Right. In other words, because it's an asmachta, he's relying on it, presumably embedded though in his choice of that pasuk.
You're right. But it's not as clear.
Right.
It's not as clear.
Well, it's
elucidated. Rava is now going to explain exactly what that asmachta is. You're right. It's hinted to a little bit.
Right.
But Rava is now going to elaborate on that.
But
it's a very interesting point.
Like, you treat them as two separate questions, but not any really is. Where do we find an asmachta? And the second one, my time is.
What's the reason behind it?
What's the reason? So, the asmachta goes very well with Rava.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. Hold off on the thought. Mm-hmm. Wait till that. This is like, I don't have to say anything. This is just, everyone's just. Okay, so we have the question of where, according to Rashi, where is this hinted at in the Torah? So, okay, I could plug it into Pasuk. So now we have a new question. Well, what's going on here? What's the idea behind this? So comes Rava, And Rava says he explains the whole Asmachta, and he says, and he explains, that we have to set aside food for Shabbos. We have to set aside food for Shabbos, and we have to have food for Yantav. For Yantav, we know we're going to cook on Yantav, so that we have. The whole concept of Erev Tavshilin is to set it aside, is to set aside food for Shabbos. That's what Rava says, which fits in very nicely with the Asmachta, with the Pasuk, which we just quoted. The big question on Rashi is Rav Ashi, the next answer. The Gemara gives two answers. Rav Ashi is the next answer. Rav Ashi says, what's the reason behind the Erev Tavshilin? It's not nothing to do with remembering Shabbos. It has nothing to do with remembering Shabbos. What does it have to do with? Focusing on Yontiv, and to realize that Yontiv is special, I'm not supposed to prepare afterwards. It's all about Yontiv. It's not about Shabbos, it's about Yontiv. Mm-hmm. So the second answer has nothing to do with the Asmachta. Has nothing to do with that source. Only the first answer has to do with the source. Which is exactly what Yonatan was saying before. And so then according to Rashi, what comes out, at least right now, what comes out is that Rav Ashi doesn't really fit within the Asmachta. Only Rava fits within the Asmachta. Because the Asmachta is about remembering Shabbos. Rava is all about remembering Shabbos. Rav Ashi has nothing to do with about remembering Shabbos. It's just about to realize that Yontiv is different. That's what comes out according to Rashi. Maybe if we have time in the end, maybe we could... Which is a big question on how Rashi reads the Gemara. This is a big question, because how does Rav Ashi fit within the Asmachta? One answer is to say he doesn't. You just say, okay, that whole Asmachta was only according to the first opinion.
But that's like a weird ordering.
It is a weird ordering. It is a difficulty. If we have time at the end, maybe there will... We probably won't have time, but if you want to talk afterwards, I can present to you a second way of reading for Rashi. Yeah.
It is indirect, but by saying that Shabbos is an exception, it's still focusing on Shabbos,
yeah,
on the sanctity of Shabbos.
But that's not the reason why we have the concept of Erev Tavshilin. You're right, it's an outcome. It is an outcome of the fact that Shabbos following Yontif is different than the weekday following Yontif, but that's not the real reason
right.
behind the
it's
concept of
secondary.
Erev Tavshilin. It's, yeah, it's very much secondary. Yeah.
Rashi's kind of odd to begin with, because it sounds like he would say ideally you should be able to cook for Shabbos on Yom Tov without doing anything, but since we're afraid that you might make this leap of, you know, you might jump to this conclusion which is untrue,
therefore we're going to
but really when it all ideally you should be able to cook.
Well, Rava I think agrees. Rava also holds ideally you should be able to cook from Shabbos to Yom Tov. We just created this concept of Erev Tavshilin to remind you to cook for Shabbos. You still have your question. Well, if you forgot, so then why can't you cook? But everyone agrees that you're allowed to cook from Shabbos to Yom Tov. The Gemara here is explaining, well, we have two different reasons why you can't. Either because we want you to remember it, and so therefore we make you have an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, or it's so that you don't confuse Shabbos following Yom Tov versus the weekday following Yom Tov. But everyone agrees that without these reasons, you are able to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That is allowed. Okay, so that's all how Rashi would read the Gemara. Now, if you go to page 3, I didn't translate it. If you look at page 3, I'm going to read it and then I'll translate it. This is the second source. Source number 2 is the Ran. The Ran is also one of the earlier commentators. So he has a different read of when the Gemara says, remember it when you're going to forget. Why would you forget? Rashi explained, why would you forget? The Gemara doesn't say. Rashi explains, why are you going to forget? Because you're busy. That's why you're going to forget. What does the Ran say? Zachreyu me'acha sheba lahashchicho. Zachreyu me'yamtav. Shabba lesser alecha, shelo tavashelo. You have to remember it from Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is going to come to forbid you from cooking to Shabbos. Vihiskiru be'erov. So therefore, remember it through an erev tashiyam by doing this whole process. Kidei shetucho levashel l'tzorach haShabbos. In order that you will then be able to cook for Shabbos. So let's review that. The Ran says, why are you going to forget Shabbos? It's not because you're busy. You're going to forget Shabbos because it's forbidden. It's not because just technically you're busy and that's why you're going to forget Shabbos. You're going to forget Shabbos because it is forbidden to cook from Yom Tov unto Shabbos. It is forbidden to cook from Yom Tov unto Shabbos. And therefore, we create Erev Tavshilin for you to remember that you have to cook for Shabbos.
Okay, so...
One second. It's complicated, so there are questions here. So, he says that the forgetting has nothing to do with the fact that it's a busy day. That's all Rashi. Forgetting is a busy day, that's Rashi. The Ran says, why are you going to forget? You're going to forget because if you do not do Erev Tavshilin, it'll be forbidden to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And so therefore you're gonna forget just because it's forbidden. Meaning if you forgot to do your Erev Tavshilin, so then it's forbidden to then cook for Shabbos on Yom Tov, and therefore against your will, you are going to be forgetting about Shabbos on Yom Tov because it's forbidden for you to cook from Yom Tov unto Shabbos. That's what the Ran says. It's not about the fact that it's a busy day, but it's about the fact that since it's forbidden, so therefore you are not going to be able to actively cook for Shabbos because the Chazal tell you you're not allowed to. It's like,
One more time. You're saying we're going to forget, like, as it's transitioning from Yom Tov to Shabbos, we're going to still be cooking and it's going to actually be Malacha now? Because I thought you said in the beginning of the year that you're
not. It's not like you're going to forget in the sense that you're so busy that you're going to forget. You're going to forget in the sense that we created this whole concept of Erev Tavshilin, and if you forget to do Erev Tavshilin, so then it's going to become forbidden.
Oh.
It's going to become forbidden, and then you won't be able to cook for Shabbos.
I thought you said it's a principle that you're always allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos.
So hold up. So, well, why is it going to become forbidden? What exactly is this? What do you mean, why is it going to become... What is this initial statement? We have an initial statement. Remember it because you're going to forget, because if you don't do the Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But why is it forbidden? Whose question is that? That's not my question. That's the next question of the Gemara. The Gemara just said, remember it because you might forget, because it's forbidden. What's the next question of the Gemara, right? What's our very first question that we had asked after reading the Gemara was that we have two questions. We have Minani Mili and we have Mai Taima. Why and why? So for Rashi, we explain the first why is not really a why, it's what's the source? The second question is, well, what's the concept behind the source? That's what we had for Rashi. For the Ran, the first question is, what's the source? They have the question of what the source is. They quote a pasuk, and the pasuk tells me that when it's forbidden, so then you're going to, if you forget, and then it's going to be forbidden for you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So that's the case. That's the reason why we need Erev Tavshilin, so that you don't forget the Erev Tavshilin, and then it won't become forbidden. The next question of the Gemara of my time is, well, why is it forbidden? Why is it usher? Why can't I cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? You're telling me that I'm going to forget to do the Erev Tavshilin, and therefore it's going to become forbidden? What's the whole concept to begin with?
It's circular.
Why is it circular?
Because...
it's backwards. I don't know. Is it circular or backwards?
Well, maybe it's clockwise way. Well,
I think it's circular.
You think it is circular?
I think it's circular, and then I think that it's a misapplication of the word forget, because human nature is, if you neglect to do it before the Yom Tov, you're certainly not going to forget. You're going to be heaved at yourself. You're going to remember, and be frustrated.
If you forget,
it's going to cause you to neglect to prepare for Shabbat, but neglect is different from forgetting.
Well, in this case, it's forgetting to do the Erev Tavshilin.
I think it's forgetting to do the Erev Tavshilin.
But there's another level of forgetfulness, because what the Ron's getting at, it seems to me, is that as soon as you're out of your rhythm of actually cooking for Shabbos, you're going to forget Shabbos. Because part of Shabbos is preparing for Shabbos, right?
So if you are
now forbidden to prepare for Shabbos, it's going to result in you forgetting
Shabbos.
You're saying forgetting on Wednesday?
Forgetting on Friday.
But it's forbidden, so what do you mean it's going to make you forget? Who cares? Even if you remember, it still doesn't hang. Let's say you remember. It's still not going to accomplish.
So you're now forbidden, Friday at 1 o'clock, you're forbidden from preparing, okay?
Yeah.
And now you're out of the rhythm of preparing for Shabbos.
But what's it? So you're going to say you're going to forget.
And at that point in time, you've...
At what point? At what point in time?
At Friday afternoon.
But who cares? Let's say you remember. It's still forbidden. But let's say you're not...
Except your Shabbos is fundamentally different if you're not preparing for it.
You're saying it's not about preparing food? It's just about mentally preparing?
The
You're saying it's not about preparing for food. It's about just the.
It's absolutely about preparing for food, but it's not exclusively.
But the whole concept is just so that you remember that there's just Shabbos is coming. Not about the fact that it's not for the cooking itself.
It's just about forgetting. They're not mutually exclusive. One of the tools of enjoying Shabbos is the preparation for Shabbos. You invest in Shabbos.
You're saying once it becomes forbidden, so then you forget about the whole concept of Shabbos.
That's the risk.
Give me 1 second, let me just read it inside to see if. Okay, it fits. Interesting idea. It's an interesting idea. That you're gonna forget about just the concept of Shabbos, of just that preparation for Shabbos. Even though it's not about the actual eating, the fact that it's forbidden to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos will then make you forget about it, and so therefore we have the whole concept of Erev Tov Shilin. That's what you want to say?
That's what I think the Ron's trying to say.
Okay, it's okay.
Okay, so...
I don't want to say
it. Steve is making a great point here that whenever we learn Gemara, it's really about trying to analyze how the earlier commentators, how they really understood the Gemara, and it's not our own position on it, which is a great point. Okay, it's very interesting
so
idea.
I understand Rashi now, and I don't understand Rava, which is sort of.
So let's get back to it. I think the reason why I don't understand Rava is because of Adam's point, but we'll get to it in a second.
No, it's because of Steve.
Well, I think it's because of Adam. okay, so now we have. Either way, it's a great point. So let's go back to just the structure of the Gemara, right? We asked, what are the two questions? I think the same point still holds to be true. The first question is, well, what's the source for this? So the source for this is that Zochar Yom Shabbos, you have to remember Shabbos in a case where you're going to forget. So let's go with Steve, that the reason why you're going to forget is because since it's forbidden, so therefore you're not in your mindset of preparing for Shabbos, you won't prepare mentally for Shabbos. The fact that you're not allowed to cook for Shabbos, so now you won't be able to prepare mentally. What's the next question of my time on? Why? That is a very different reason, very different question than the first question. The first question is, what's the source? The Maitaima is asking, why is it forbidden for me to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Why is that forbidden? The reason why I have Erev Tov Shilin is to remember Shabbos, or to remember something within the process, in order to then perhaps allow me to cook on Yom Tov, but let's take a step back. Well, why is it forbidden for me to cook from Yom Tov unto Shabbos? And so then the Gemara gives two answers. So let's go to those two answers. Rava says that the reason why it's forbidden to cook from Yom Tov unto Shabbos is because I have to remember Shabbos. Does anybody understand that? No. Good. At least I have everybody on the same page. Right? It should not make sense. No one said that this is going to be easy. Rava right now doesn't make sense. Okay, so let's hold off on Rava. Was that your question, or yeah, you have your own issues with Rava?
No, Rava actually makes sense now because the problem with
the question is why is it forbidden. The question of the Gemara is why is it forbidden to cook from Yom Tov into Shabbos. So Rava says the reason why it's forbidden to cook from Yom Tov into Shabbos is because I have to remember Shabbos.
Right.
Well, that's why it's forbidden. Just don't make it usher. Allow me to cook on Yom Tov, and then I will remember to cook from Yom Tov unto Shabbos.
But maybe it's saying you're not going to remember the specialness of Shabbos, that it will become like a third day of Yom Tov.
Well,
and then it won't have a sanctified, different feeling to the other 2 days of Yom Tov. So you won't remember the distinctiveness between if all three bleed into each other in the same way, then you won't. Then they'll become at the same, and Shabbos is at a different level to the Yom Tov.
You're saying the reason why I need Erev Tov Shilin is to make a cooking which is unique for Shabbos, to show how Shabbos is different than Yom Tov.
Yeah,
it's an interesting idea.
Well, if the Chazal were worried that you're going to, The words of Rava are Kadeshi Varer Mana Yafala Shabbos and Mana Yafala Yom Tov.
Right.
So they're worried that you're going to forget, like, on Wednesday to prepare for Shabbos.
No, they're not worried that you're going to forget on Wednesday to prepare Shabbos. They're worried that you're going to forget on Friday, and therefore we're going to tell you to do something on Wednesday.
By Wednesday, you need to like have all your materials ready anyways to prepare for Shabbos. Like, you can cook on Friday, but you need to like have the things there ready to cook. Like, you already have had to make your preparations, and there's a possibility that that if it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos, that you're going to use up like money, I think it's money. You may spend everything on your Yom Tov preparations.
That the reason for the Erev Tavshilin is that it's about forgetting on Wednesday, because you have to prepare.
Yes. And so, like, once you've already made the Erev Tavshilin, then you haven't forgotten.
Okay, I have to think about that.
Rafa's position could potentially be defended with the question that was asked. I think the question that was asked before, that if something is forbidden to you, then it's going to be in your mind because of the fact that you're not doing it.
No, the point was that it's not going to be in your mind if it's forbidden.
Right. Maybe I misunderstood. I thought there was a question that it should be the opposite. If something is forbidden to you, then it becomes easier to remember because of the fact that it's forbidden.
And I hear that less than saying that I'm just going to forget about it.
No, but that might justify Rava's position as to why it would be usher to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos before
the Erev Tavshilin. By ushering it, you're going to come to remember it?
Assuming that the mental state of preparation for Shabbos is more important than actually cooking for it.
I don't know. I find that concept to be counterintuitive. I feel like if something's forbidden, then I'm not going to remember it. Like what Steve said. I don't know. I find that to be counterintuitive. But I'm not. I don't know.
Maybe if it's forbidden and it's still at the back of your mind.
But you're not going to forbid something in order for you to remember it.
What's something that you would be doing? But now you have to tell yourself not to.
But if I know that it's forbidden, so then I also know that I'm supposed to be doing something. So why would I forbid?
But now it's on your mind.
But I only know that it's forbidden if I know that it's on my mind. It's not.
I think forbidding it actually makes it more likely that the idea is to remember Yom Tov.
Well, that's the next answer. Let's get to the next answer. Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, I think, makes more sense. Rav Ashi says, why is it forbidden for me to cook? Right? We just said that you have to remember Shabbos, because once it's usher, you're gonna come to forget. Let's say like what Steve said. The next question is, well, why is it forbidden? Why is it usher? So the reason why it's forbidden, let's just skip Rav and go to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you exactly why it's forbidden. It's forbidden because I have to make sure to keep in mind that this is different than a regular classical case of Yom Tov. On a regular classical case of Yom Tov, I'm not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to during the week. I have to focus on Yom Tov alone. This is an exception. Because of Shabbos, I'm allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But I have to do it. But I'll forbid it, and I'll only allow it through an Erev Tavshilin in order to remind myself that this is a different scenario than your regular classical Yom Tov case. So that makes more sense, I think, for Rav Ashi. Fine. So just to review, how much time do we have? We don't have any time. Okay. So just to review. Okay, I was hoping, just to let you know, to get through all this. But it's so much better to do less and to analyze it properly. So just to review, we had Rashi's understanding of how to read the Gemara, which is that the reason Zalko Shema Shabbos Lekacho, you have to remember it in case that you're going to forget. Why are you going to forget? Because you're busy. That's why you're going to forget. You're going to forget because you're busy. So really, the whole reason behind Erev Tavshilin is we want to remind ourselves of Shabbos. We have to make sure that we're keeping Shabbos in mind. So that fits with the first answer, with Rava. Rava says, with the next question, which is a question of what's the idea behind the Pasuk of Zalko Shema Shabbos, which is that you have to set aside food for Shabbos. It's a little bit more difficult with the second answer, because the second answer is not about remembering Shabbos, it's more about remembering the sanctity of Yantiv, that this is an exception. On a regular Yantiv, you have to just only do activities for the Yantiv itself. So that doesn't fit so well, and maybe in the future we'll deal with that. The Ran has a totally different way of reading the Gemara. The Ran says, what are you going to forget? So let's go with Steve's idea, that when it becomes forbidden, so then you're going to forget about the concept of Shabbos, that Shabbos is coming. It's not about forgetting about cooking. For Rashi, it's all about forgetting about cooking because you're so busy. For the Ran, it's not about forgetting about cooking, it's forgetting about the concept of Shabbos. So if that's the case, so then the next question of the Gemara is, well, why is it forbidden to cook from Yantav into Shabbos? Right? I have the Erev Tavshilin to remind myself of Shabbos because it's forbidden for me to cook from Yantav into Shabbos. So then the question is, well, why is it forbidden? So the first answer is the reason why it's forbidden is because you have to remember Shabbos, which doesn't make that much sense, which we'll get to. And then the second answer makes more sense. The second answer of Rav Ashi is saying that, well, the reason why it's forbidden is because I have to remember the sanctity of Yantiv, and so therefore I will forbid it now, unless you do this whole Erev Tavshilin act of doing something prior to Yantiv, to remember that on a regular case of Yantiv, I could cook. I'm not allowed to cook from Yantiv for during the week. So I have to do this whole act of Erev Tavshilin to remind myself that this is an exception. And that's why it would be forbidden if I did not do this Erev Tavshilin. Okay, so we'll have to deal with some of these questions next time.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you.
Keep the sheets?
Whatever you want. You can either keep the sheets. It's better if you keep the sheets, if you remember to bring it next week. But I'll make copies also next week. I don't know.
Nobody say anything you don't want to have heard.